Hard Rock shuts temporary casino for permanent venue debut. Hard Rock Casino recently shut down its temporary Rockford location as it prepares to open its much-awaited permanent venue on August 29. The temporary casino had been in operation during the construction of the permanent Hard Rock Casino Rockford, and it closed its doors at the start of this week, on Monday, August 12, 2024. The closure was marked with a number of special events such as Midnight Madness hot seat giveaways and a doubled jackpot prize, capped at $10,000. The lucky recipient of the final jackpot also received two tickets to Brad Paisley's concert, which will celebrate the grand opening of the new casino just before Labor Day. Permanent venue to open August 29. While a few months ago, the Rockford City Council approved a 5% amusement tax, Hard Rock confirmed that the permanent casino would officially open its doors on August 29. Located just off I-90 at 7801 E State Street in Rockford, the permanent casino is a short distance from the temporary facility. The new Hard Rock Casino Rockford houses over 175,000 square feet of space dedicated to gaming and entertainment. Additionally, the venue will offer various dining, beverage, and hospitality options. Players Club members will find that their memberships seamlessly transition from the temporary to the permanent location, allowing them to maintain access to rewards and special privileges. The new casino will also honor restaurant certificates and gift cards purchased at the temporary site. Extensive amenities and gaming space. Gino Iafredi, president of Hard Rock Casino Rockford, recently spoke about the success of the temporary casino, which attracted guests from all 50 states and over 30 countries worldwide. Since its opening in late 2021, approximately 1.5 million people have visited the temporary casino. The permanent Hard Rock Rockford will be one of the biggest brick-and-mortar casinos in the region and feature a sportsbook, 50 live table games, and nearly 1,300 slot machines. Iafredi anticipates the new venue will become a premier entertainment destination in the Midwest, offering not only gaming but also shopping, dining, and more. In a recent interview, Iafredi said that many visitors felt a sense of nostalgia as the temporary casino closed, but they are looking forward to the launch of the permanent venue. The construction of the new casino, delayed by the pandemic, took about 2 years to complete and cost an impressive $310 million.